sì, bene. Bene, sì, bene. Sì, bene. Sì, bene. Come sta? Scusi?
Can you speak Italian, Sam?
Well, I know a few words, but I'm not allowed to say any of them.
Sì, sì, bene.
Who's Benny?
Anna? Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, no, yeah. Capisce, capisce. Quando, come si chiama? Arriva.
Hello, everyone.
Mom, Tony's talking to Italy.
Oh, well, tell them I love their shoes.
Sì, sì, va bene, va bene. Hey, prego. Arrivederci. Guess what? That was my uncle from Palermo. He's sending my cousin to America.
Really?
Either that or I just bought a Ferrari.
Dad, what? Which cousin?
Anna. Oh, she's coming here for a wedding. Either that or she died and they're sending her body to be buried in Brooklyn.
Well, you're just a font of information.
A font? What's a font? Well, hey, my vocabulary's a little weak, but my pronunciation, forget about it.
When is she coming?
Ah, that I do know. Sometime between now and the Festival of the Saints.
When's that?
Hey, what do I look like here, a font of information? Font? You like that? Whoa, the sandwich.
See you later, Dad.
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Where do you think you're going, young lady?
Well, I was just going to go over to... probably talking to Samantha.
Well?
Everyone's meeting at the mall.
Everyone? I'm not meeting at the mall. Angela, are you meeting at the mall?
Well, actually, I'm meeting Wendy there. Sam, you want to ride?
See you, Dad.
Well, what about lunch?
Oh, I'll pick up something over there. Probably another one for Samantha.
Samantha, I know all the major food groups, and chocolate chip cookies isn't one of them. Now, there's a chicken sandwich waiting for you in the kitchen.
Dad, I was not going to have cookies. I'll have a corn dog. Or a chicken sandwich.
Hey.
We are off to the mall to see a movie.
Yeah, what are you going to see?
Can we see that new science fiction movie?
Lust in Space? No, I think there's too much sex in that.
Oh, Mother, why don't you just go see Bambi?
Okay, that's a nice G-rated, wholesome family film. What do you think?
Yeah, I love when the hunter wastes Bambi's mother.
Yeah.
Oh,
goodbye.
Ready, Angela?
Oh.
Samantha, you're supposed to eat the sandwich, not store it up for the winter.
Excuse me, I'm looking for Tony Micelli.
Oh, come on, forget him.
And I thought I was going to understand you Americans.
Anna? Cousin Anna?
You're Tony?
Yeah! Hello! Oh, ooh, put this down. Come in. Look at you. Oh, my goodness. I swear, I got a snapshot of her. She's this big. Oh, unbelievable. Ah. Buongiorno. Come stai?
I speak English.
Oh, that's right. I just heard you.
And you speak it beautifully. Thank you. I studied very hard to come to America.
Oh, well, welcome to our fair shores.
And I want you to meet Angela Bauer, my boss, Miss Liberty.
Yes, hello. How do you do?
And this is my daughter, Samantha.
Hi.
Hi.
I guess you're here for a wedding, because you sure don't look dead.
Thank you.
Who's getting married?
Me.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Didn't my father explain on the phone?
Oh, well, yeah, he probably did, but my Italian's a little rusty.
A little rusty?
It stinks.
My father has sent a letter which will explain everything.
I got a letter here. What do you... It's in Italian. Well, hey, you could help me translate a couple of these words, right? How about these right here? What's this?
Dear Tony.
Okay, well, look, why don't you sit down here and translate this for me, okay? My pronunciation... Yeah, I know. Let's see.
I am sending you my youngest daughter. That's me. To watch over and take care of until her marriage takes place in 2 weeks. I have entrusted you with a treasure. I guess that's me again. Yeah. Keep it safely. Your uncle, Aldo. That's Papa. P.S. Thank you for inviting her to stay in your home.
Oh, Did I say that? It's amazing. I must know a little bit more Italian than I thought. Is it okay, Angela?
Well, mi casa e su casa.
So, are you excited about your wedding?
Oh, yes, I am. I cannot wait to meet my fiancé.
Meet him? You've never met him?
No, but Carlo's family comes from our village. After we're married, Carlo will import the olive oil my father makes. It will mean a lot of money for my family.
Well, isn't that romantic?
Angela.
No, it's lovely, really. She'll never be out of salad dressing.
Come on, Anna. You could share my room. This will be so awesome.
Awesome?
Yeah, it'll be radical. You know, gnarly. We'll go to the mall and scarf down junk food.
And you teach me to speak teenage?
For sure.
Come on, go ahead. Hey, I got your bag. Don't worry.
Yes, you just make yourself comfortable.
It's so good to have you here.
Tell me.
Yeah, come on.
An arranged marriage is right out of the Middle Ages. It's cruel. It's barbaric. It's
the way my parents got married.
Ooh.
Now, look, I know you don't do things like this in Connecticut, but in the old country, hey, it's a way of life. It's custom. It's tradition.
If you start singing From Fiddler on the Roof, I'm leaving.
Angela, now seriously, hey, my uncle has given me a sacred trust, and it's my duty to see that it gets carried out. He wants everything done here just like it's done in Italy.
That's so unenlightened. Well, I guess you're just doing this for your uncle out of love and respect.
Don't forget fear, Angela. It's a biggie. That's great.
That is amazing.
It's called a food processor.
Not the machine, Tony.
Oh, well, I am a pretty amazing machine myself.
Men in my village don't work in the kitchen.
Well, there are a lot of things that are done differently here. Weddings, for instance, are
not nearly as much fun. Nobody passes out their ravioli.
Really?
This is it. That's Carlo.
How do I look?
Oh. Graziano.
It's Graziosa, not Graziano. You just told us you look like a prize fighter. Now, Angela, would you please leave this to me?
Well, what could I say? I'm just a woman.
Thank you. You look beautiful.
Hello, you must be Carlo Gibaldi. I've been looking so forward to meeting you.
Are you Anna?
No. No, she's Angela Bauer.
And I'm Tony Maselli. And this is Anna.
Oh, good. Come on in. Let me have you come.
Oh, yes.
Come in, sit, we'll talk. Go ahead.
I am very happy to make your acquaintance.
I am very happy to make yours.
Ooh, and you said it wouldn't work out. Okay, look, we'll have a little antipasto, huh? Excuse me, a little further. That's good. Okay, huh? Sit. Would you pour the wine, Anna?
So, Carlo, Anna tells me you're in the import-export business.
Yes, it's a family business.
Hey, grazie.
I also own a small apartment building and a house in New Jersey. 3 bedrooms.
Great place to start a family, huh?
Tony, Anna may not want to start a family right away.
Why? Is there something wrong with her?
No, there's nothing wrong with her. Is there, Anna?
Oh, I'm very healthy. I can have lots of babies.
So can rabbits.
She doesn't understand how these things take place.
Well, there's one thing I understand. These two people probably want to be alone.
Absolutely not.
No.
I can't leave these people alone.
Why not?
They're engaged.
Sam, you think you'll ever get married?
Yeah, probably. I want a husband just like my dad. What about you?
Yeah, I want a wife just like your dad, too.
Hey.
Well, hey. And how was the date?
Oh,
It was grand. It really was grand. I mean, Carlo took us to a really fine restaurant. Then we went out for some cappuccino, and then we did a little dancing.
Well, how nice. Did he kiss you goodnight, too?
Not on the first date, Angela.
He's saving himself, dear. Come on, Anna. You tell us. Did you like Carlo?
He's very nice, but I'm afraid he doesn't like me very much.
Why do you say that?
He didn't talk to me all night.
Get out. Hey. Come on, I saw him lean over and whisper in your ear.
Yeah, he said, if you're not going to finish your meatballs, I will.
You should have seen the look in his eye, though, when he said that. Yeah.
Tony, I'm just a simple girl from a small village. When I look at American women like Mona and Angela and Samantha, I feel very plain.
Did you hear that, Dad? She called me a woman.
Well, she's Italian. She exaggerates.
Anna, you're very lovely, just the way you are. But if you wanted to be a little bit more American, that would be very easy to do.
Really?
No, not really.
Sure. All you need to be more American is a little makeup, some different clothes, and a charge card at Bloomingdale's.
Ladies, I'm not so sure this is such a good idea.
Come on, Tony. If she's going to live in America, what's wrong with having her look a little bit more like an American?
Tony, I want so much for Carlo to like me. My father is counting on this marriage. My seven sisters are counting on this marriage. The whole village is counting on this marriage. Tony, please. Please.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll tell you, this being a nanny is no bed of roses.
Oh, thank you.
Maybe it ain't so bad. Carlo, hey, how are you, my friend? Nice to see you. Hey, Anna's almost ready, I hope. But you know women.
Who told you that?
No. I didn't mean that.
Oh, all right.
I didn't mean it that way.
Okay.
Hey, sit down. We'll have a glass of wine, huh? Let me tell you something, Carlo. You are one lucky guy, huh? I mean, this Anna. I mean, is she perfect? She's the perfect girl to bring home to mama.
I know. They broke the mold when they made her.
Yeah, Anna's terrific.
Not Anna, Mom. But Anna's the next best thing. A nice, old-fashioned Italian girl.
Hey, here's to old-fashioned girls.
What's up?
Carlo. Ciao, baby. Don't I look totally awesome?
This is not the Anna I agreed to marry.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Carlo, wait a minute.
If I wanted an American, I would have married Linda Evans. As far as I'm concerned, this wedding is off.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Carlo, I knew you would understand, huh? I mean, let me tell you, Anna did all those things just to make you happy. Anna wants what you want.
I want a good, old-fashioned Italian woman.
Hey.
They know how to take care of a man. The women here, they want it all. Education,
you know,
career, fulfillment.
Oh, right.
They ain't got time for what really matters.
Us?
Right. I want a wife like in the old country. Who knows her place?
In the kitchen.
Right.
Barefoot?
Yeah.
Pregnant.
Now you got it, Paisan.
Well, I guess that about covers it. Why don't you take a walk, huh, Carlo?
I beg your pardon?
Hit the road, Paisan. The wedding's off. You ain't fit for Anna or anybody else. And let me tell you something. You can forget about Linda Evans.
You can't call the wedding off. I got a contract with her father.
Oh, yeah? Well, let me tell you something about contracts. They were made to be broken, and so's your face.
Well, like you said, I'm out of here.
Carlo.
Ciao, baby.
Ciao, baby.
He didn't want me, did he?
Oh, no. He wanted you. He wanted you, but you don't want him.
I don't understand.
He doesn't want a wife. He wants a slave. I mean, his thinking, it's out of the
Middle Ages.
All right. You were right.
Thank you, Tony.
For once.
I guess Carlo is sort of a nerd.
Yeah.
Isn't this wonderful? You followed your conscience and everything turned out fine.
Yeah.
Except one thing.
Yeah. I forgot Uncle Aldo. You. Uncle Aldo, the guy was a chump. He came here. He doesn't care about your daughter.
Ti prego di parlare in italiano.
He wants you to speak Italian.
All right, all right, all right. Let me see. Carlo, non buon, come si chiama? Marito disgraziato.
Basta. Dilli che io sono troppo vecchio per aspettare che lui si impara a parlare italiano.
He says he's an old man. He doesn't have time for you to speak Italian.
All right, well then, you just tell him that he picked out a crummy husband for you.
You sure that's what you want to say?
Oh yeah, good thinking. Tell him that the husband he picked tricked us all, huh? And I was only doing what I know my wise uncle would have done to protect his daughter. Is that better?
We'll see. Dice che pensa che il marito che hai pensato per me non è giusto.
Ma chi ci ha dato tutto questo giudizio? Tutta questa intelligenza? Ma chi ci ha dato il carico di essere il padre di mia figlia?
He didn't go for it, eh?
Io sono il capo della casa e sta a me a suggerire chi è il felpato.
Basta!
Anna?
Io sono qui in America è differente. Le donne possono avere tutto. Career, education, fulfillment.
Fulfillment?
Yeah, fulfillment. Yeah, that's right.
Ma basta con questo fulfillment. Mai, mai in vita sua questa figlia mi ha parlato a me in questo modo.
Well, what did he say?
He says I've never stood up to him before.
Oh, he probably thinks it's all my fault.
È tutto colpa tua.
He says it's all your fault.
Please. Americani. You like?
Sì, papà, molto, molto, very much.
Anna, siedati per favore. Tu c'hai i tuoi fulfillment. Ma riguarda me, riguarda gli affari, ma che cosa succede?
Hey, this sounds good.
You understand him?
Uh-uh, but he ain't yelling.
He says, it's one thing for me to be American, but what about his business?
Hey, no problem. Anna could run your business.
Io posso amministrare i tuoi affari.
Anna? Ha, ha, ha!
He says, Anna, ha, ha, ha!
Angela runs a business.
Hey, Angela lo fa.
Angela, ha, ha, ha!
He says, Angela, ha!
That's okay, I get the gist.
She's very good at languages.
Angela is the president of a big advertising agency.
Oh, Angela è la presidente di una grande agenzia commerciale.
Oh, commerciale, come televisione, commerciale. Plop, 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 fisa, fisa, fisa. Don't you squeeze my charm, no? Hey, where's the beef?
So, that's the big business that paid for this whole house.
Con questi soldi ha pagato tutta questa casa.
Allora, anche tu vuoi essere donna di commercio, vuoi essere ricco come la signora, eh?
Sì, papà. Ok?
Ok. Se la magra lo può fare, anche tu lo puoi.
Grazie, papà, grazie.
Oh, wait. What did he say?
He says, if the skinny one can do it, so can I.
Graziano!
Il boxatore! Ding, ding, champion! I know, I know. La casa è ben mantenuta, eh? Molto ben, così pulita, così... Signora Angela, la sua casa è bellissima, bellissima.
He's very impressed with your beautiful house.
Grazie.
That's very nice of you to say, but, you know, since we're talking about the house, I gotta take some of the credit because I am the housekeeper.
Ah, bravo! Housekeeper! Yeah. Cosa significa housekeeper?
È la donna di servizio.
Ah! Donna di servizio? Ma tu fai servizi come una donna? Oh, ma no! Ma cosa giù? Ma quei pantaloni dove sono? Una pennella! Oh, grazie! Ma no! Ma no!
He's very proud of me.